show is awful. It stinks.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. 40 minutes of mindless bap. If Tony stinks after 20 odd years, then man, what am I even doing out here? Oh, this show's the worst. I'd lather on with pointless stories instead of songs. Some people ask me, what's with all the schwitzing and the ads? Oh, those segments keep me laughing. The show is more than music, more than the mailbag. And please remember that this is all free, so I don't really need you trolling me. If you don't like me or don't like my show, well, you can just download the fire hose. Oh, this show's the worst, I'll give you that. But it takes a lot of work to be this bad. Oh, this show's the worst.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for January 14th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast plays songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Thank you to John Neiswinger for the accompaniment on that opener, which is a parody of Billy Joel's Worst Comes to Worst, one of the total garbage pile songs of his back catalog, yet one that I felt was completely appropriate for such a lousy podcast. This is the first real episode of the year. The last 2 weeks we've had featured episodes, and the download count has been up significantly, so I hope that those of you that are new to the podcast that just discovered this will stick around as it transitions to the more traditional format. And speaking of that, I had some feedback during that time period. A couple notes I wanted to share here and then expound upon. All right, so the first says, I'm sorry, Jerry Negrelli, but the schwitz break and ads are absolutely god-awful. They're actually worse than your endless rambling. And secondly, from someone else, is there any way to do away with the fake advertisements? It takes away from the coolness of the podcast. So I do welcome constructive feedback. I'm not sure that those points are really very constructive, just kind of bashing me or trolling. Doing this podcast, I feel it's my role to bring the same irreverence, cynicism, humor, whatever, to the commentary that I bring to the songs. This isn't a Casey Kasem DJ set, so I'm trying to add some value, something interesting and different every week to either open the show or put between the songs to break it up so that it's not just like the fire hose. It's not just, you know, a rambling stream of music. It's a podcast that I write and produce, and it takes a lot of work, and I'm fortunate that I get a lot of awesome contributions from the TK Jingles community, who you know really well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm programming this content, and it needs to be fun for me, too, which means that there will be some personal touches here and there. So hopefully the majority of you listening like what I'm doing. You know, I like the jingles. I try to keep everything that I do pretty short. That way that, you know, if the talky parts, the ads, the schwitzing, if you don't like that as much, it's like 30, 40 seconds. And, you know, you can always skip over it, or hopefully you'll be through with it soon and you'll end the suffering. There's an entertainer in Vegas who passed away recently, who I've referenced before. Danny Gans was one of the most amazing shows I've ever seen. And he was like a rich little act where he did 2 hours of impressions of musical performance. And it was incredible. And I always remember that show, first of all, because it was a great show. But secondly, because there were two moments in the show, one at intermission and one at the very end, where he let the veil down and said, I'd like to do a song just as myself now. And I was so excited because, I mean, this guy was an incredible impersonator. He had done Michael Jackson. He had done, you know, women's voices. Any possible artist you could think of, he was able to cover and do it convincingly. And so when he was himself, I figured, wow, this will be great. And it was dreadful. I mean, it was just absolutely dreadful. It was like going to a talent show. I mean, just like, okay, I guess you're an okay singer, but this music is bad. The performance, your voice isn't really that interesting. And so I reference that because I'm always very conscious of that when I'm doing this podcast. You know, I don't want to overtake the show with 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of endless rambling with like 5 minutes of songs every week. I mean, this show is something I do. And like I said, it needs to be fun for me. So I want to do some different stuff, but I really don't want it just to be me. So if you do have feedback that's constructive, please send that in. And, you know, for those of you that don't like the talky parts of this podcast or the schwitz or the ads or whatever, I imagine that the only thing worse than me blathering on, doing fake ads and schwitz jokes, would be if I did something even more self-indulgent and pointless, like fan fiction. So with that in mind, enjoy this wonderful self-produced episode of the 1930s radio serial, The Shadow.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Murder at the Schwitz! In just a moment, the Shadow begins his exciting adventures. Meanwhile, I'd like to tell you about Bagel Nation. Bagel Nation is located in the heart of every American and was founded by Harley and George. Open on weekdays from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., one might correctly assume it's some kind of money laundering scheme as they don't actually sell a product. Bagel Nation, nobody pays retail anymore because it's where you live. And now, Murder at the Schwitz.
Seems no one's home, Margot.
Well, that's fine, Lamont. This appears to be a men's bathhouse, and I'm not sure they'd let a pretty lady like me in anyhow.
Don't be silly, Margot. I'm sure there are several women in the back. After all, there are towels in there that need washing and tablecloths that certainly need pressing.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Hello?
Yes, my name is Lamont Cranston, and I'm here for a steak and a schwitz.
A steak and a schwitz, you say?
Exactly.
Well, you've come to the right place. The Schwitz will have to wait in the car, though.
I see. Margot, go wait in the car.
Okay, Lamont. Totally shmoo.
You crazy kid.
All right, Mr. Cranston. Park your tuckers over here.
Will Lamont Cranston get that wonderful steam he's seeking? How will his steak be prepared? And with Margot Lane in the car, who's going to press all those towels? The answers to these questions and more next week on another exciting episode of The Shadow!
All right, now that you've endured that, I'm excited to announce that the TK Jingles Fire Hose podcast is available on iTunes. So if you want just the pure music, without blather, without schwitzing, without ads or whatever, you can go there and listen to that. It's going to be everything, so I hope you enjoy that. But if you just want the songs and every song, that is there for you now on iTunes. All right, now on to the new songs. We have a lot of new material because I've basically been off for the last 2 weeks doing these best of shows. So let's get to it here. Now, you know, we're 9 minutes in. Maybe we should play some music. So I want to open here with KJ and Bill Bardo with Don't Eat at the Subway. And then my homage to Paul DePodesta joining the Cleveland Browns. It's Cleveland, here we go again. A Redskins song by Elliot and Steve, These Are the Champions. And then Robert Berg, Fight the Power, followed by some more Gretchen Wu music by KJ and Brad. Rob Berg with a parody of Weird Al almost here with this Queen classic, Monkey Tries to Drive a Bus. Then, speaking of driving a bus and killing everyone, Dean and Joe collaborate on Thank You for Laughing at Death. And then Joe Arrow and I both offer our takes on Tony's ridiculous retirement plan where he plans to move to Florida, shave his beard, and put on an awful toupee. So enjoy some of the wonderful new music from TKJingles.com from the past few weeks.
You often go out with Bill Simmons and House, eating goat head without reservations. Rose's Luxury is the place you should about some strip mall fast food that's overrated. I know you've been Tony, go back to the Palm instead. There's no wine at the Subway, Tony, so have some red and get the chicken parm or soft shell crabs. You're at your table again.
The Browns just hired some guy from Moneyball. I guess that Brad Pitt wasn't taking calls. I'm surprised that Haslam didn't hire that homeless man. Chief Wahoo or Awful Karma have cursed this land from Chagrin to Parma. The good team left and they went to Maryland. It's January on a Cleveland calendar. Time to fire the coach and manager. God hates this town, I hate this team. It's Cleveland, and if you're not from here, maybe you kinda like the Cavaliers. But don't get attached, they'll crush your dreams. It's Cleveland, here we go again. Another hasty, half-cocked, stupid plan. If we draft you, I'm so sorry.
Truly, truly, truly sorry. Because your career will both start and end here. Probably tragically, definitely horribly. It's Cleveland.
They found ways to lose time after time. They'll make the playoffs. It's considered a crime. Fumbles and picks, there have been more than a few. But each division needs someone to win. I guess they'll have to do. Hold on, guys. Not so fast. Bills are the champions of the East, and they'll play one playoff game at least. These are the champions. These are the champions. Division is putrid, but these are the champions.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared motorists attempt to do what's right. Matter of fact, it's safe to say they would rather pay than smite.
It's a bummer. Didn't get a ticket issue with the exit number. Now you're charging $20. I gotta pay full toll. This is bull.
Hey,
listen to what I'm missing. The ticket giver wasn't given. Now the corn man's livid. The fee's all out of proportion. My job was considerably shorter. This is fucking extortion. Can you prove to me where you were? Can you show us any kind of receipt? Don't you have cameras all over this road? Why is the burden on me? Fight the power. Front desk clerk shouter, fight the power. Dwight Howard doubter, fight the power. Chicken palm devourer, fight the power. You've got to fight this in Orange County.
Woo, wrenching f***ing woo.
Why did I ever write this show? Just a lark, who could know? it seems littles might be stalking me. Charlie Ng first mentioned my name. That was sweet, now it's insane. Once was nice, but now it's like stalking me. When I first heard all the jokes, I thought that some were clever. Now I wish you all had better things to do. Seems each jingle has a chance to air as long as it refers to Gretchen Wu.
Right, right, left, right, Gretchen Wu.
Gretchen Wu.
Walks down the street, a bus driver just awoke. The monkey hops in the driver's seat and turns the engine over. The driver wasn't ready for this. He points at the monkey and screams. The monkey pops it into second gear and steers towards the citizenry. A monkey tries to drive a bus. A monkey tries to drive a bus. Well, a monkey gets on. Is he doing recon? A monkey tries to drive a bus. Hey, you gotta know we're screwed when the monkeys learn to drive a bus. How you think we're gonna get along when they get a couple hydrogen bombs? And they're manning their very own fleet of drones. I bet they got spies at Amazon. And if you ever see a murder of crows over the White House circling, you better bet they have assassination on the brain, but it starts with larceny. When a monkey tries to drive a bus. A monkey tries to drive a bus. Well, it's not a black swan, the revolution is on. A monkey tries to drive a bus, yeah. You would have to think real soon, they're coming for all of us.
Thank you for laughing at death. You love when someone takes their last breath. The newscast starts with a Florida man, Tony. I'm not ashamed to say, when a gator eats a man that way, you'll laugh so hard and I can't help but smirk as well. And if a bear attacks you, Will Bond would tell you, just get huge. Well, you would die and your family would cry, but at least you'll be in CNN's news. Thank you for laughing at death. Thank you for laughing at death. Thank you for laughing at death. Thank you for laughing at death.
Would you look at that head of hair? So thick that I had to stare. Wait, aren't you that bald guy from PTI? You're Mr. Tony in disguise. Oh yes, you are Tony in disguise. You might have fooled a couple of nurses in your Miami old folks home, but you're wearing a listen up jacket and they only made six of those. You're Mr. Tony in disguise. Oh yes, you are Tony in disguise.
When I get old and kicked off TV, not so long from now, will I still be yakking on the radio, reading emails, faxes and notes, Will I still fight with the moose cans in line at the Safeway store? Hey Michael, it's raining, I'll still be complaining when I'm 84. I'll shave my facial hair, and I will buy a wig. Please don't stop and stare.
You know, I'm with Gene McManus. The image of Tony thinking this whole plan through in that toupee is just too good to be believed. Too funny. Earlier in the broadcast, I played the It's Cleveland, Here We Go Again song. And when that aired on Tony's show, I was really surprised because I had done it the night before. As soon as I heard about the Paul D. Podesta hired, I said, God, I got to do something about this just for some catharsis for me, because I was so pissed off about that move because it just seemed like such a Hail Mary move. And, you know, who knows, maybe it'll pay off. But I don't have a lot of faith in Haslam, so I really doubt it. But anyway, I was really surprised they made the show because it was a Cleveland thing. And when they opened the show with Talk About It, I thought, oh, this is great. I wish that they would somehow find a way to weave that song in here because they've been talking about Cleveland for like 5-10 minutes. And then they ended the segment with that. And it was so cool because it was the first time that I can remember in a long time, at least in my memory, that it was a Coldplay, that Tony had never heard it before, didn't even know the song was available. So after he goes on this long 10-minute rant, you know, we played that jingle. And that was just such a great juxtaposition against what we did last week, where we played the rants that inspired jingles. Now it was kind of the jingle that was already like pre-made for the rant. And it goes with something that I've asked Nigel so many times. Like, if you just tell me what Tony's going to talk about tomorrow, we can have 5 songs about that. I mean, just, you know, let's do this. Let's program the show. And, you know, they never do that. But just shows you the potential there if we actually did that with the community that we have here. And speaking of the community and these songs, I was contacted by Sports Illustrated this past Sunday, and they wanted me to do something about Griffin or Cousins and the Redskins season, because I guess the Money Money Quarterback column, the Peter King thing, had picked up on Goodbye RG3 last year, and so they wanted to kind of have a sequel of some sorts to that, and featured on their website, and they had a storyline they were going to put it, integrate it into some kind of article. They wanted me to write something too, which seemed strange because I don't know what I would write, but you know, maybe just some commentary on what the song was about or how it came to be. And so they contacted me Sunday at about noon. So I spent most of the day thinking, like, what is the thread? What's the storyline? Because a parody, to me, it generally isn't funny if it's like a cheerleader song. If it was like, wow, Kirk, you're so great, go Kirk. Like, that's, I don't find that interesting. So I was thinking, all right, well, maybe, you know, it's that they succeeded in spite of themselves, or maybe it could be about how they haven't beat anybody with a winning record. So I, you know, I was trying to think of like what the twist was, what the joke was, that I could have it so that it could still be a positive song like Sports Illustrated wanted, but also have some sarcasm or snark so that it would make sense as a parody. So anyway, I'm thinking about that all day, and I carved out some time from about, you know, 9 to 10 o'clock to sit down and record it, and I got an email from one of the editorial assistants at about 8:30 that said, oh, hey, the Redskins lost, so we're going to go in a different direction. We don't need your help. Thanks anyway. And just completely canceled the whole project. So I had this extra time with nothing to do. And I'd planned to write a jingle, so I said, well, shit, I got to do something. And I looked at my Twitter feed, and I saw David Aldridge congratulating Alex Ovechkin on the greatest, you know, his 500 goal, the greatest moment in DC sports history. So I decided to do something about that. So now I'd like to play a couple of songs about Alexander Ovechkin's 500th goal, which, as we all know and acknowledge, is the greatest moment in DC sports history. And it was funny because I anticipated Tony's spiel with the Cleveland thing, and Tony sort of anticipated our expectation about his spiel for this greatest moment thing. So I'm going to play his little clip and then a few of the songs about the greatest moment in DC sports history.
I know what you want me to do. I know you want me to lead with one of the greatest sports moments in Washington sports history.
It was
so important. No. It was so important that it's not on the front page, and it was so important that although it is across the top of the front of the sports section is what we like to call a shallow strip. It just acknowledges this thing, and the bulk of the page is devoted to the Washington Redskins. Alexander Ovechkin couldn't have picked a worse time to go for 500 and 501. He should have waited a couple of days. And anybody who thinks that's one of the greatest moments in the history of sports in Washington is an idiot.
Last night I nearly had a heart attack. The Skins were on, but nobody was watching that. We were busy watching the hockey team. Why watch football when there's a chance to witness history? Then the moment finally came, the 500th goal by number 8. Can't wait to tell my grandchildren about another Capitals regular season. Trotsky said this one had more meaning than all those cups he won in Tennessee. It was the greatest moment in DC sports history. I saw the greatest moment, except for maybe Gilbert's party. The greatest moment. We thank you, OV. This was the greatest moment.
I blame it on the wind. Yes, the wind is his bane. Not the Packers' pass rush or our awful run D. Why couldn't Deshaun just reach out? I'll never, 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 never. I'll never quite figure that out. Extended like a good TK salute. But then Ovi scored his 500th goal, then went on to add one goal more. Was the greatest moment in DC sports, or at least of 2016.
Season's over.
Get him next year. We got the Caps in Wizard. Wait, only the Caps.
Season's over.
Get him next year. The Terps look shaky against unranked Wisconsin.
Season's over. Get him next year.
The Nash rate store and you keep the Joker instead.
Season's over. Get him next year.
The Nash trade store and keep the Joker instead.
The greatest moment in DC sports history is probably not some wrist shot by OV. Could be the bandwagon. Liz thinks it's PTI. Perhaps it's the orchid or that Hanes t-shirt guy. 26% off wild. Tony's round of golf for free. Rigo married by Giuliani. Has that tennis team won anything? The top 5 moments in DC sports history is more likely to include these than anything to do with hockey.
Okay. I'm glad that we can all say that we were alive to be a part of the greatest moment in DC sports history. Another great moment from the show this past week, Nigel had a particularly bad day on the day that they played that Cleveland song. So I wanted to play two of the wonderful songs about Nigel's really bad day.
But Nigel's having a particularly bad day. And I will go through the
it's
details.
About to get a lot worse, yeah. In case you
when
were
I
wondering.
When I got into work, so I said, I'm going to go get some coffee because coffee's always ready when I get to work. And Nigel said, what?
I haven't made it yet.
Right, I haven't made it yet.
Strike one.
So I said, well, why don't you go out and make it? That would be a pretty good idea.
In fact, actually what you said was, well, how can I drink it if it hasn't been made yet?
So then I was able to get coffee.
By the way, I should also point out he just forgot to play the buzzer, like Miss Dancer sound effect, which he should have probably done right there.
So then one when we were going them. To begin the show with the open, Nigel had the wrong open ready.
Yes.
So that was strike.
But he fixed that.
Right. So that was
just
strike
in the nick
two.
Of time. Was, almost played yesterday's open
right,
again.
Right. That was strike two, and then we were scheduled to have both Pat 40 and Bob Kravitz, and we can't find 40. And Kravitz warned Nigel last night, don't call me. I'm staying out late, so make
I'll
sure
call you.
I don't know that I'm even going to be awake when you call me. So we have all of these things, and then when you're in the break and there's no Pat 40, he says, just do something else. And I go, well, what exactly? You're the producer. You get paid
to
come up with the ideas. And so just do something else.
Yeah.
So what I said was, okay. Okay? So now I'm looking at
mail.
Where is the coffee? It hasn't been made. That's half of the reason why you get paid. Played the wrong open to start the show. The copy you wrote has got a typo. And Tony's patience is wearing thin. Where is Pat 40? He's not on the phone. I hear Bob Kravitz might not be home. Call them both up and they aren't there. Well, should we just vamp on Urlacher's hair? And Tony's patience is now gone. Cause Nigel had a bad day, the show is going down. Don't think the postcard's gonna turn it around. You know the show really stinks, and that is no lie. You're still being paid, not really sure why. Nigel had a bad day, now will we get by? Some NHL scores, maybe give that a try. Nigel had a bad day. Yeah, he had a bad day.
Can't you get me Pat 40 on the phone? Don't repeat that opening from Tuesday's show. You don't even care if we have dead air. At least some littles, they wrote me a letter. Kravitz won't be calling until hour two. Even Sheehan's newscasts aren't this confused. You're a good for nothing, can't you push a button? Cue the littles who wrote me a letter. Well, they wrote me a letter and requested my attendance at a wedding I've missed. Please tell Michael Batta whether here's an invitation to my grandson's bris. Oy vey, this is worse than riding in an airplane. There's another segment going down the drain. Guess it's just my luck, Nigel, what the f***? At least some littles just wrote me a letter.
Schwitz break.
Less pants.
Take off your trousers and stay a while.
More steak.
Steak with a crowd of sweaty men. And if you want some, there's some for you. And if you like cigars, there's cigars. This place has it all. Coming soon, touch football. If you're downtown and have time to kill, we're open 24 hours.
his podcast, Littles. Here's all you have got to do. Send in your thoughts to Jerry. Maybe write an iTunes store review. His apps are running on smartphones. Mad skills he has shown. They're out on Androids and Apples. Did you know Windows made a phone? Just write to him. Here's where he'll read your name.
All right. You know that Schmidt song there? I recorded that on January 4th to commemorate David Bowie's latest album. And so I wasn't sure if that would be an homage or complete sacrilege to ever release it, but I figured I'd share it anyway. I always love that song. So there was a comment to tkjingles.com from Joe, and I encourage you, if you like this broadcast, if you like these songs, to visit that website regularly. I mean, this is a nice supplement, but this is not all the music, and it's hard to get feedback or know if people are enjoying what you're doing unless they're leaving comments and going there and actually listening to it there. So I'll just read this note. It says, lately I've been depressed with the jingles. I haven't been getting as many listens as it seems and not much feedback on the stuff that I actually write and sing. Some songs you pour your heart and soul into, and when you don't hear anything positive, especially from your main jingle peeps, it really gets you down. And it's true, you know, the whole positive reinforcement aspect of this community, it kind of becomes something that you rely on just to know that people are out there listening. So if you like the stuff that you hear, I really encourage you to go to the website and check that out. And then I wanted to play quickly this wonderful song that accompanied Joe's, not his wonderful comment, but for all those that are doing this, at least you have one person listening, because I have to put this together every week. So, you know, there's me, there's your family, and there's yourself. So yeah, there's probably at least three or four people. So we're on to something there. But anyway, here's this wonderful new song by Joe Arrow.
We're going to break out the rants and singers on Jerry's podcast. From the TK Show writers and singers, a Brad Weiss to KJ, Steve Lipton, and Jason Fuse. The greatest jingles are unstoppable. Gets in and gets out, hits the mark every time. Robert Berg is just incomparable. Yeah, Tony says so. Olshansky and Bordeaux, so great. Neil in Rockville, he is never late. John Fitzpatrick and Luke Overbay, Hampton, Byron, Dylan, and Sean Morrissey, your home.
So just what a cool shout out to all the other littles that are doing these songs every week. I just thought I'd share that. It was fun. The second half of that song is all about Tony and his show, so if you'd like to hear that, please visit tkjingles.com and leave some feedback. I mentioned that this podcast is available on iTunes, and the downloads have been up about 30% in the last couple of weeks. So if you like it, please go leave some feedback on iTunes. I always like to get those reviews. And I have one here from Biggs49. It says, this podcast continues to deliver. Always fresh, always funny, always sarcastically biting. A must for loyal littles. And then Jimmy Michiel, commenting on the iPhone app, says, this app stinks. And I think that's an endorsement. I was looking back at the logs preparing for this mailbag, and I saw that for 2015, the most common theme of searches across the board, all over the place, was TK sex, sex TK, sex for TK, sex TK how much, all this stuff. And I thought, well, what the hell? There's no way that people are looking for, you know, Kornheiser porn. So what could this be about? And so it turns out that the Bangladeshi currency is the taka, and the symbol is TK. So there are people in Bangladesh who are looking for online prostitutes, and instead they're getting TK jingles. So, so again, Joe, you think people aren't listening, but there are desperate men in Bangladesh who love the music that you're performing. And then lastly, Nigel, playing something that I did in the past week or two, referred to me as the incomparable Jerry Negrelli. And on the one hand, I think it would be cool if we all had adjectives, but then somebody's going to be left out, and it will just be awkward. So I'd prefer not to be called that. I think besides, I'm inimitable, not incomparable. But hopefully we can all, you know, just be here. And while, you know, I appreciate the praise, there's only one incomparable jingler in this community. And that is it for the TK Jingles podcast. 40 minutes of mindless bap, as promised. I hope you enjoyed it, and you're back here next week. We have a lot of songs. Next week, we'll be featuring some of the tunes that were submitted in response to Nigel's dare or request or challenge to do the Joker.
Woke up this morning and I turned on ESPN. It wasn't long ago that Adidas told me he was all in. He squeaked past the Raiders and I don't know how. This team ain't much better than the Cleveland Browns. I just tuned in. See what condition Robert Griffin was in.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition Robert Griffin was
Jerry
in.
Jerry Grelli, branching out.
That was great.
Branching out.
That was great.
Thank you, Jerry.
Play my son's wedding.